Come on in and make yourself at home for episode 5 of On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and we've got a great batch of new songs for you, as well as our segment DJ for a Day, where I chat with Black Joe Lewis at his recent show in Charlotte, North Carolina, about some of the misconceptions about what life is like for a touring musician. I'll also spin the segue of the week, and fans of cross-cultural pollination and hypnotizing rhythms, take note, it gets deep this time. Let's start with an album that all of the music hosts here at WNCW were bowled over with. It's the second full-length from Valerie June. Have you ever heard a song or a record for the first time and have that electric feeling that it will be a favorite? Do you remember a time or a place when that needle dropped or you push play and it comes back to you every time you go back to that recording? Well, I hope that this may be that kind of moment for you. Here's Two Hearts from Valerie June's The Order of Time.
Known you just a little while. I won't question, wonder how. Say if you got a better plan. Be the first one to understand. Just a little while. I won't question, I wonder how.
Mm-hmm.
That's the A-list songwriter Natalie Hemby, who's getting around to keeping songs for herself on the new disc Puxico with Lovers on Display. It's an album tied together with the theme of her grandfather's hometown of Puxico, Missouri. She also created a feature-length documentary about her grandfather's and her family's homecoming to Puxico, and it's produced by her award-winning husband, Mike Ruckey. To start the show, it was Valerie June who has delivered one of the best albums of the young year. It's deep and diverse and should be a year-end favorite for legions of new fans. That is my bet. Next, we have another sophomore effort, this time the solo album from lead vocalist and songwriter for Trample by Turtles, Dave Simonette. After the Turtles took an indefinite hiatus in the fall of 2016, Simonette again turned towards a more electric country and rock sound with this disc titled Furnace. And here is the tune Destroyer.
Thank you.
A debut from Scottish duo Sacred Pause and the song Rest from their album Strike a Match. That's one of several tunes on the disc featuring a horn section. Several others are fleshed out with synths and organ. And that followed Destroyer, a song that Dead Man Winner's Dave Simonette says he wrote while confronting the feeling that every time I get some stability in my life, career, relationship, artistic, my tendency is to fully tear it apart. I should really stop doing that. Well, I look forward to playing some of the latest by Austin, Texas' Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. But first, I thought I'd take in their show and get an interview when they stopped by the Visualite Theater in Charlotte this February. For our DJ for a Day segment this episode, here is Black Joe Lewis pulling back the curtain on the ups and downs of being on the road. Can you tell us a little bit about life as a musician and some of the popular misconceptions that people might have about what it is like to be Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears day to day? Because let's just say, you know, the romanticized version of what people might think, because they're seeing you on stage, they might think, you know, hey, you only work 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Every year or two, you might go into the studio, make a record. It's got to be the best job in the world.
It is better than most jobs, you know. They're right about that. But, like, you know, a lot of people think that I get groupies and we get groupies and stuff. Girls don't do that no more. Women are like, the 80s, y'all messed it up for us, man. Y'all got all the good stuff, and then everybody figured it out. And now we're here, you know, like all the record labels, all that stuff's done. And, you know, we got the internet now. So it's like, it's just, now it's just kind of like, you know, for one, like the chicks are smarter or something. I don't know. They get it. And then, like, you kind of just in the van and you kind of just like wait around most of the day, you, like drive where you're going and you just wait around. You do like your sound check and you go find something to eat and wait around, try not to get too drunk before you play. And then you're just like waiting the whole day to play the show, and then it's just like, and then once you do the show, it's like your day is over finally. And so then you kind of, it's just a good feeling to do the whole day thing, and you kind of like, and you don't really have much time to hang out because everybody goes home and stuff. But like, and then you just go back, go to sleep, and do the same thing again. You know, that's pretty much what. Every now and then, some crazy will happen. You know, but for the most part, that's all it is, man. You know.
I also asked Black Joe Lewis what the music scene was like in his hometown of Austin, Texas.
I feel like rock and roll, kind of like punk rock's kind of made a comeback there, you know? Versus, like, whenever I started, it was more indie rock, you know? But this, it's cool because there's just a ton of stuff going on. You know, the city's kind of expanding and changing what it's about, so that kind of sucks. But, you know, hopefully the scene can last, you know? So they're kind of, like, the price of stuff just goes up, and then they're building new things on top of old stuff where it used to be. So, like, kind of like art communities getting pushed out, you know, and, you know, a lot of diversity is going away, you know, and it's just kind of just really blowing up big time. And but there's still a lot of bands, though, you know, so if you go there, there's any given night, there's something to see, you know. But it's, you know, it's definitely changing a little bit, yeah.
Every year when South by Southwest rolls around, do you stay in Austin or do you get out of town?
You know, I used to try to get out of town, but like, if you get a bike, it kind of makes the whole experience better because you don't have to park, and it just makes it a lot more enjoyable. You kind of drink more and cut loose more. Whereas if you got your car, it's really aggravating. There's just like all the roads downtown are like shut down and stuff. So, but you know, playing is kind of rough because the cops are always up on you about like where you're parking and stuff, and it's like you just want to unload gear. They won't even like give you like 10 minutes to unload gear, you know. They want you to, you know, it's a ton of people, but you know, if I got some money coming in, I'll stick around, you know, check it out. Otherwise, I'll just watch the tournament at my house, you know. So
that's Black Joe Lewis, our DJ for the Day segment on WNCW's On the Way Up. Looking very much forward to getting a copy of Backlash, his brand new one. Hope to put that on a future episode. Otis Taylor returns with the album Fantasizing About Being Black. And the covered art is stamped with the endorsement, Otis Taylor Trance Blues Certified. Otis uses hypnotic and repetitive rhythms to full effect on this, his 15th album, with subject matter that is as visceral as ever. Here's a song about an African-American slave who is struggling to hold on to his sanity. It's called Banjo Bam Bam, here on WNCW's On the Way Up.
The shackles on my leg, cramping in my hand. Got cramping in my hands. Shackles on my legs, crapping in my hand. Thank you.
la koi razin ka bori kala jin hum boiya wala ganda zin ka bori kala jin hum boiya wala boi razin di kala Kalal mamu zin kaduni kama farada alanda nikani kani kasereje kala irko elano
That's our segue of the week, the late, great Ali Farka Touré from his debut, a song called La Leche, which is about the problems of a poor boy in love with the daughter of rich parents. Ali Farka Touré, who joined American blues traditions with those of his native Mali, was celebrated in the West later on in the 90s with his collaborations with Ry Cooder, but many fans point to his first records as their favorites. That song is just Ali with Hammer Sankare, joining him on vocals and the calabash. Now, joining together folk, blues, and African musical traditions was Otis Taylor, whose new album ranges from the acoustic to electric, and it's got unflinching stories of race, hardship, also love and redemption. Taylor's music has been used many times in films and TV shows and commercials, especially his song called 10 Million Slaves, which appeared in Michael Mann's film Public Enemies in the FX show Justified, and also in the commercial for the 2011 season of Sons of Guns. So we go from the folk and trance blues of Otis Taylor to the alternate tunings of the Mississippi Delta, which was a great influence on Jay Farrar for his new one, Notes of Blue. He also delves into fingerpicking and utilizes a Little Nick Drake aesthetic for inspiration. Here is Back Against the Wall from Sunvolt. It's WNCW's On the Way Up.
No time to be wayward, no time to be unwound. With darkness at your doorstep, keep your feet on the ground. There will be times of injustice, times when there's more lost than found. Downtimes mixed with days of wonder, a real life spinning merry-go-round. With this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. Sirens sound and spirits fall, with just this back against this wall. Signs will serve as your guide above the water with it held high. May you always go the distance through the darkness and the light. All the signs say pick up the pieces, all the signs say make a stand as one. What survives the long cold winter will be stronger and can't be undone. With this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. When sirens sound and spirits fall, with just this back against this wall, with this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. When sirens sound and spirits fall, with just this back against this wall. We'll be right back.
That's the song No More Crying off the record America's Velvet Glory. Sophomore effort from an LA band called the Molochs, led by Lucas Fitzsimons, who named his band after the Canaanite god associated with child sacrifice, because he knew how much he would have to give up for his passion. Guitarist and organist Ryan Foster joins him. This is on the Innovative Leisure label. Bands like A La La's, Nick Waterhouse, Bad Bad Not Good are some of the artists on that roster that we've played on WNCW. And Lucas says about Innovative Leisure that they always seemed like the tasteful label around. They had a relatively small roster, and it seemed like they made their decisions slowly and wisely. I'm Joe Kendrick, thanking you for being here once again for WNCW's On the Way Up, our new music podcast. Closing it out for this episode, please do drop in for episode 6 next week. This podcast and everything we do at WNCW is possible because of member support. You can help us by joining at any time on our website at wncw.org. Keep this whole endeavor going strong. We leave you with Sing a New Song, our theme music from Eliza Lynn.
Sing a new song. Yeah.